Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 12, 1912, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter printed a letter to the editor titled Bridgetown's Dumping Ground. The writer was responding to the accusation that the reef, located northwest of Cheapside, was being used to receive the city's garbage, thereby making it the most pestilential-looking spot in Barbados. This dumping was viewed as a health threat to the occupants of the nearby quarantine station at Pelican Island and to the residents of Cheapside and Fontebelle. The writer responded that just a few days previously, citizens had repaired to the same reef to observe the maneuvers of the police and volunteer forces preparatory to the review to be held on the Savannah in celebration of the King's birthday. He noted that there was no evidence of garbage piles on site, and the reef committee had determined the amount of refuse which would be transported to the reef by the scavengers' carts. The writer stated that for about 50 years, it was a practice to utilize sweepings from the city to fill up a lagoon at the reef, and consequently, this lagoon had been converted to a stretch of green pasture being used for animal grazing, as a playground for children, and a cricket playing field. The writer added that over the 50 years of this practice, there was no evidence of nearby residents being impacted by disease. He observed that the spreading of the sweepings across the reef prevented the need for acquisition and expenditure on mechanical equipment, thereby enabling limited funds to be invested in the purchase of acres of land required for other useful purposes. The writer concluded that the area of the reef was under the inspection of an experienced officer under the Commissioner of Health, and there was no doubt that anyone found to be in breach of the health regulations would be brought before the courts. When the Deepwater Harbour was constructed between 1956 and 1961 at the cost of $28 million, the reef was incorporated into the Bridgetown port, facilitating cruise ships and later large container vessels. It is noteworthy that the place name Reef Road is still very much in use today. As for the dumping of garbage in the 1940s, government used several quarries and sites throughout the island until the mangrove pond was selected for the island's primary landfill in the 1980s.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.